I would like to talk for a second about something that was so incredible that happened on my last tour. One of the greatest gifts that this business can give me, that this music has been able to give me, is the chance to travel the world and the gift of travel. And I've been able to perform this music around the world, and it's been such a blessing for me. And one of the places that it took us on the last tour was South Africa, which is one of the most extraordinary places in the world. Definitely visit if you have a chance. A place filled with such incredible natural beauty and extraordinary musical and cultural tapestry. At the same time, there's still so much there that needs help. And we knew we were going for some great fans. We knew we were going to play some concerts there. What I was not expecting was that I'd have the chance to meet Mr. Nelson Mandela, which was one of the greatest thrills of my lifetime. Yeah, because he's a living saint. And he made me one of the ambassadors for his AIDS Foundation, which I was thrilled to accept. And after that meeting, we got into a van and we went to an area of South Africa called Soweto, which is very much in the ghetto of South Africa. And I was very nervous in the van. I was kind of apprehensive because I was afraid my emotions would get the best of me, that I would be too angry with everything that I saw and seeing poverty that I'd never seen before in my life. And when I got out of the car, I was very shocked and appalled at seeing this kind of poverty. But the thing that was so inspiring to me were these kids and seeing the faces of these children and seeing the positive light that exuded from these kids, despite the fact that everything around them just seemed to scream hopelessness. And it lit kind of a fire under me, and it made me realize very quickly, kind of just looking at my surroundings, that when it comes to things like education and food and shelter and that sort of thing, a little bit goes such a long way. And there are some incredible organizations where that's very much the case, including Angelique's Foundation Batonga and my own foundation, where my fans have helped me raise over $850,000 now. So thank you so much for that. Keep up the great work. They tried to teach me how to dance too. Again, I can't do it. But the other thing I walked away with was a musical inspiration. I wanted to write about this trip. So I got with my friend Dave Matthews from the Dave Matthews Band, who is, yeah. He is so, so unbelievably talented, and I've been a fan of his for a while, and super nice, and he's also South African. And we wrote a song together that I was able to sing with one of the great vocal groups of our time, Ladysmith Black Mambazo. They are, please hear them, if not on my album, or somewhere else. They are, they're really just incredible. And we wrote this song together. I have here the synthesizer that I wrote the demo on, and it's called a vocoder. It takes your voice and it multiplies it like 5 or 6 times and makes kind of a choir out of yourself. It's kind of narcissistic of me, I know. But anyway, this is the song that Dave and I wrote together. This is called Lullaby.
Hush now, baby, don't you cry. Rest your wings, my butterfly. Peace will come to you in time, and I will sing this lullaby. Although I must leave my child, that I would stay here by your side. And if you wake before I'm gone, remember this sweet lullaby. And oh, stop believing with love alone. With love, you'll find your way, my love. The world has turned the day to dark. I leave this night with heavy heart. When I return to